This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer by Pioneer Brand Seed, Earn Corteva Cash. This week, we're zeroing in on some of the foods of Thanksgiving. And for the sweet potato growers, well, some of them would like to forget this year. I'll talk about it after this.
Sure Start 2, Culex, Durango DMA, Classic.
More than 100 crop protection products.
Enserve, Ever Pre-X.
That's what's available to you through the all-new True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont.
Approach Prima, Sonic.
It's an offer simpler than saying all these names in 60 seconds.
Trivance, Round Q.
Just buy Pioneer brand seed and Corteva cash is immediately put into your True Choice account at your crop protection retailer. No waiting, no rebate. Then you can put that Corteva cash towards more than 100 crop protection herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and stabilizers. And as you can hear, there are a lot of options for you.
Open Sky, Elevore.
With True Choice, the only hard part is figuring out which of these products you want.
Perfect Match, Resicor, Instinct.
Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Later this week for the Thanksgiving feast, we'll enjoy some candied yams. Well, that's what we call them, but they're actually sweet potatoes. Yams are something else, actually. They are in a separate yam family and originated in Africa and Asia. The yam is generally larger, drier, starchier, and white-fleshed. But the sweet potatoes, oh, the sweet potato growers, guys like Johnny Williams, who I talked to the other day, but I want you to know that sweet potatoes rank high in fiber, complex carbohydrates, vitamins A and C, and they are low in fat. And for growers like Johnny Williams at Autryville, North Carolina, this has been a challenging year because of the storms that you heard about. Since 1971, North Carolina has been the leader in producing sweet potatoes. There are more than 400 sweet potato growers in that state, and about 70% of all the sweet potatoes grown commercially in that state are sold directly to chain stores and terminal market facilities and food service providers. And all of the rain was a problem. When it rains too much, some of these sweet potatoes won't stretch out. They don't reach down for water. And instead, the sweet potato tends to ball up. It's more circular than elongated. And as Johnny Williams and other sweet potato farmers have pointed out to me, you consumers don't like a round sweet potato. You're accustomed to having them elongated. Here's an interesting historical footnote about sweet potatoes. George Washington Carver, who was born a slave, best known for his work with peanuts perhaps, also recognized the value of sweet potatoes and did extensive work with them. I'll be back after this.